Get ready. I'm drilling all y'all. I'm drilling y'all, so y'all get ready. Come on.
I know. It's our turn. We didn't hear back. I'm like, they're probably asleep, taking a nap. And she's like, should I turn around? I'm like, well, they're probably taking a nap. They're going to wake up just in time to do the show. You're going to have turned around. I'm like, I'm going to
The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
And welcome to another episode of Fishy Radio. My name's Alex. I am new to Florida and new to saltwater fishing. We also have Heather. Heather's married to a charter captain and works at Fishing Franks with me and loves all things fishing.
Hi.
Dee. We have Dee. She's a commercial fisherman with her own boat, and she currently is at war with a 40-plus inch snook.
Yes.
And we have Jeannie. Jeannie has her own boat. Her boat's name is Jolene, and unfortunately she has been sick the past 2 weeks. We are all pulling for her and hope she pulls through.
Better get her shit together soon.
Yeah. Beep. So Heather and I just got back from fishing in the Gulf. Heather, did you have fun today?
I had a blast.
Yeah, I had about
it was a lot of fun.
It was a beautiful day out on the water. Not hot. Water was calm.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. I got a sunburn on my face because I didn't even feel it out.
Yeah, it was cloudy, overcast. I think the tallest waves we saw were half a foot.
Probably.
Half a foot.
Beautiful. Perfect day.
What did we catch?
Let's see.
Long list.
Yes.
What kind of snapper did we catch?
We caught lane snapper. I cannot say the word.
Vermilion.
Beeliners. There we go.
Beeliners.
Mangrove. And then
you caught one.
I caught the one yellowtail we got. And it was a decent sized one too.
Yeah.
It was nice, yeah. Can't wait to eat it up tomorrow.
We got a lot of red grouper, but they were not in
not
slot. The largest one was 19 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We also got blue runner, lots of grunts, a porgy.
Lesser amberjack.
Saw
one
a lot
porgy.
Of, yeah, one porgy. We saw a lot of...
grunts. Little baby grunts, too. I don't know if I've ever seen that many that small in one area.
Caught a bunch of squirrel fish that we were using as bait.
So where'd you go?
We went about 36 miles out was the farthest we went. I think we stopped at 5 different spots, none of which we can tell you where they were.
Only because we really don't know where they
were.
Yeah, because
you don't know.
It was like 578239 by 217128.
But I can tell you, we really weren't all that far from the Bay Ronto.
Yeah.
I was thinking about turning on my phone and marking them.
Yeah. You know what? Look at your pictures. You may be able to find it.
That'll get you hurt.
I was in airplane mode, though.
Yeah?
The captain was like, you should put your phone in airplane mode.
You should.
So if it's an airplane, then you can't. It won't pick up the coordinates.
I do not believe so, no.
I don't think it has GPS when you put it in, does it?
Yeah. No.
But one of the highlights for today for me was actually Justin coming out with us.
He was the whole reason why we went out today.
Yes, he was a blast to fish with.
Justin Ritchie, he is a rep for Star Rods,
and
BMC,
many other companies.
Yeah.
Not owner. BMC.
Ooh, sorry.
He is owner, Marine Metals. But yeah, he had a new Star Rod, slow pitch.
Acid wrapped. The guides twist down.
Yes, that was really interesting. You ever seen a rod like that where it's a conventional? The eyes start... like on top, and then they wrapped around to the other side.
Oh, I have seen that. I think they use it for casting. Is it for casting?
He kept calling it slow pitch.
Yeah.
But it was for jigging. That's the first time I've tried jigging. And he had, what was it? I don't even remember what it was that was on there. It was just one of the jigs. It had like four hooks on it. We were just jigging from the bottom. And it was actually really kind of cool. I caught one fish doing that.
Yeah.
But
oh, you did?
Yes, I did catch one.
Nice.
Just one. But it was just so much work trying to do it. But I've never done it before. I will definitely try it again.
Keeps you busy.
Yes.
That's what I like. I like bottom fishing.
I need to get the left-handed reel, though, because I have a hard time reeling.
Oh, it's the head, pat, belly thing, ain't it?
Yep. It is. I can't do that. I can't switch it up like that. But
I was not adventurous. I did not try out that rod. Mm-hmm. When I started working at Fishing Frank's 3 months ago, dipping for shrimp caused me some tennis elbow. And I'm still struggling with tennis elbow.
You're killing me.
It is,
dude. It is so painful.
You have tennis elbow from dipping shrimp.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. How are your elbows?
I got to switch it up. I got two bad ones now.
I'm now left-handed. I'm so worried that the left one's gonna go.
It is.
It's so painful. Oh my god.
I wore a
brace for a week and like ended up getting pressure bed sores like underneath my brace.
Jeez.
But the brace worked so well; it was worth it.
Now
I look like I might have a drug problem.
Yeah.
These sores on my arm are terrible. But yeah, I did not want to give it a try because just even fishing right now is making my tennis elbow act up.
You're killing me.
And I don't want to ruin my game. I got to keep it fresh.
You're killing me.
Tomorrow.
I got news for you. Tennis elbow doesn't hardly ever go away.
Yeah.
It just gets worse.
You know what? Mine went away after she started, and I didn't have to do so much.
Mine hurts just thinking about having to do that.
Man, I'm sad that Tristan's gone. We recently had a temporary school child in helping us work at Fish and Frank's, and his time is up with us, but now I actually have to get back and do my job since he's not there to do my job anymore. But so the reason why I'm talking about my tennis elbow is that is why I did not give the new star rod a try. Is tomorrow Heather and I are also going out fishing
again. Yay,
Heather. I'm not really sure exactly what we're doing and where we're going and who we're going with.
We are taking a charter out of Sarasota. Outriggers, I think that's what Steve
Outriggers,
said.
Outriggers,
yeah. Yes. It's a captain that he's been out with quite a few times. He's always had success. His name is Ryan Rowland, I believe.
Ryan Rowland.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, so we'll be at Marina Jack's early in the morning, and we get to go out American red fishing in the morning. And
it's the last day. Or
cool.
Second to last day. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
for redfish?
What, Friday?
Yeah.
For the reds is
American
the last
red snapper
day.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's already
for,
closed.
Well, the commercial.
As, yeah, commercial closes tomorrow.
Hmm.
Commercial or... Yeah.
Recreational closed already.
But commercial, wouldn't that be commercial harvesting? I think we're going with a charter captain, so would that be
That's
considered
commercial? Yeah.
Yeah. It is?
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like commercial is for sales to the public.
I believe it's where
like
you,
D is
you
a commercial
sell, the,
fisherman.
Sell the fish.
Yeah.
Right.
We're
okay.
Going out.
Maybe I'm just thinking on the wrong word.
For charter captains. So I'm pretty excited.
That's awesome.
Morris Campbell was showing me pictures of some American reds that he's caught, and it just blew my mind, and I needed to have one of those under my belt before the season disappeared. And we're lucky enough to be invited out on a boat out of Sarasota tomorrow.
Yep. And it'll be a lot of fun.
And my elbow can handle it because I took it easy today. We didn't have any monster fish today. Like I said, the biggest was that 19-inch red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
No, red grouper.
Red grouper. But we did actually end up catching some red snapper today too.
Yes.
I didn't get one, but I think you got one.
I do not
from
know.
One of the guys.
I think one of the guys.
I know a couple were caught, but they were small, so we had to put them back.
Yeah. So I get a tip on the hotline that says that you're going for AJ's tomorrow too.
Awesome.
Didn't know that?
Live?
That is like the awesomest.
Did not know that.
You guys didn't know.
Oh, is that, we have to wear a belt to catch those?
Oh my god, this is not going good.
That's what the guys were talking about today for the AJs.
That we need to get strapped up to fight them.
Sure.
Well, that's what Master Steve said.
Well, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
Each captain has their own way of doing things, and you know how
they're
going
to be so big that we need to get strapped up.
Yeah.
Maybe you've never fought them like that, but
I fought a 450-pound tuna, and there was no straps involved.
You didn't have a strap on?
No, I didn't have a strap on.
Well, that's because your rod
but
was
it wasn't
stuck
a rod
in the boat.
Holder.
Yeah.
We ended up taking. Would be recommended.
Recommended.
Dee's husband recommends a strap.
Oh, no,
don't.
It is recommended.
Strap-ons are recommended.
Dang, what's happening at your house?
What in the hell? What kind of? Are you sure you're going on a charter tomorrow?
He set it up, so I hope
Lord.
That's what
tricky,
it is.
Tricky.
Boom chicka wow.
Today we ended up catching, or keeping, 59 fish. Steve, Heather's husband, I, and another gentleman. Was his name Steve as well?
No, that was Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Cleaned him. I was pretty proud of the job
Steve
I did.
Steve was his real name.
used to cleaning bluegill. Wasn't that much different. We didn't butcher it. We ended up with two huge bags of fish.
We did gallon-sized bags. Fish fry, my house tomorrow.
Yeah?
No, not
Dude,
tomorrow.
No,
because
we're
going to
be so tired tomorrow.
Friday.
Oh, come on.
Friday.
It's 12 hours out on the water.
So what?
Yeah.
It's just getting
Plus
started.
Plus, it's Sarasota. We won't be back till like 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh,
night.
Lord.
I'm available at 9, 10 o'clock.
I was going to say, shit.
I have to work Friday morning. You have to work Friday morning.
Dude, I know Frank. I'll get you off.
Just so you know, Steve is watching.
Hi, Steve. We are live right now on Facebook. If you happen to be following us, like our page, or part of our group, one of the cool kids, then hopefully you are joining us right now. Suggestions.
So I got the snook.
Oh, man.
And it
snook.
Is being a you-know-what. It's underneath about
still messing
300
with you.
Catfish, no exaggeration. And this sucker is intelligent. Not smart, this fish is intelligent. Like, threw down a pinfish. He just looked at it. Threw down a big old shrimp. Believe me or not, big shrimp. Nothing.
I meant to ask you about
threw a top pinfish. Water, hit him on the nose. Nothing. Literally. He's being a you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
So next, I think I'm going to bring out a cast net. These are the things I haven't tried.
Don't be one
of
those people.
Catfish.
Dynamite. I need something to get them catfish out of there, man. They are being you-know-what. Now, they tell me to throw it down.
Stick the broomstick
cattle
down.
I know.
Pass the
it's not working. It's not, I can't do it. They got me. So I was told a big old whole mullet or ladyfish.
Live?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
A live one?
Yeah, absolutely. The ladyfish and
Come
the mullet
on.
Both need to be alive.
I think you guys are lying.
No.
I ain't never heard of that.
That's how they
you
do it.
You know how fast a ladyfish swims?
A snook can hit that, and we'll hit that.
I was thinking
that's
of a,
how it's
a frozen one, like chunk
no,
bait.
No. Well, first of all, you can't get those. They're
huh?
No.
The head what?
Yeah, normally that's what I would do is, because I can't get live ladyfish.
Yeah.
So I would use half of a dead ladyfish.
Yeah.
So but
that's
no, the boys are telling you to use a
so
live
tomorrow,
ladyfish and a live
game
mullet.
On again. Twice
do,
a day I've been going.
Do you guys ever get ladyfish in the nets?
Yeah, sometimes.
You do? Oh yeah, definitely keep them in.
Yeah.
Right now you could come in and sell those at Fish and Frank's for like $25 a piece.
A piece?
Oh, people are.
Well,
we've been out of ladyfish. We have been out of ladyfish. And people will kill for them right now. People
Me
will
too.
Kill for them.
Yeah?
Yeah. We haven't been able to get them in.
Well, shoot.
Yeah. So keep them and bring them to us.
Okay. No, that's going to that snook area, ain't there, Matt Lachey?
I have three frozen ladyfish in my freezer, and man, I wanted to pull customers out back and be like, so.
I got these ladyfish.
Yeah. How bad do you really want a frozen ladyfish? Because I know where there are three.
Yeah.
It'll cost you,
it's
though.
It's the last three in Charlotte County.
It
we
is.
Got them.
This.
So anyway.
Definitely a live ladyfish or a live mullet.
That's my next trick, because next after that, it's going to be drastic measures.
Just take that broomstick and hanging.
It's going to be a big old snatch hook or something. I'm just kidding. Something. I'm getting him. He's laughing at me.
Give him a big smooch.
He's got about four piercings in his lip, I guarantee you. He's got me. 80-pound test. Broke me off.
You're going to call him Scarface pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm going to call him dinner. No, I'm just kidding.
How far away is this from your house? I know it's where you guys keep the boat.
Oh, far, far away.
Far.
No, it's in Matt Lachey.
Okay.
It's about 5 minutes from my house.
So you could go back in the evening hours?
Yeah, I do. I've been going in the morning. First thing in the morning, it's still dark out. And he's right there. I can hear all the lights shut off. Pop, pop, pop. And I throw it out there. Nothing, nothing. Shut the lights off again. Pop, pop, pop. Like that. And this guy's smart. That's why I was thinking I could stick a dynamite or something. It would work.
But then...
Cast net?
No.
But you'd have to get past the...
You gotta figure out redirection somehow. Get them catfish.
I even threw a whole handful of shrimp, like, over on by the other guy's boat. And they all went over there.
You know what? We need to go
soon
over
as
there,
I...
go down at the end of the dock, start cleaning fish and throwing them in there.
Yes.
Get them catfish down there.
Yes. I'll just jump in and bear hug them.
Saw this afternoon.
I'll jump in and bear hug them.
Is this at night that you're seeing?
Yeah, in the morning.
And he's underneath a light?
No, in the morning he's underneath the boat. In the darkness, waiting.
Yeah,
he's either under the boat or under the little finger
and
dock.
And you're throwing out there past him and bringing it back?
So, like the live shrimp, I just pull across the top.
Yeah.
Because if you keep it, as long as you keep away from the catfish, you can sometimes snag them. And I've caught him. I've hooked up with him, but he ran me around the pylon or something. Like 4 times now. It's really getting aggravating. It's a mission now. A spear gun.
Jeannie just did the people's elbow. I believe is what that move is called.
I'm just kidding. I will get
that
him.
That was the
I will
the
get him.
Stick over the knee and stabbing him. That's what that move was. That's what that was.
Yeah. Take the end of your fishing pole. Just kidding. I'm getting him, though. I guarantee you. Y'all be the first ones to know when I land that sucker.
Nice. Yeah, pictures.
Mm-hmm.
With you wrestling with it on shore.
Yep.
Like putting my tarpon picture.
I'm gonna put them in a headlock.
Are you familiar with my tarpon picture? Can you
I am.
Can you bear hug your snook?
Oh yes,
for us?
I could. I could put them in a headlock.
Nice.
And kiss them.
That would be awesome.
That's my thing. I always kiss them. I always give them a kiss.
Yeah, I was telling the guys I could put a book together of all the fish I've kissed.
Yeah. It's good luck.
Except when their swim bladders are coming out of their mouths, it looks like I've actually got my tongue down their throat.
Those are the best pictures.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Jeannie, how have you been?
Oh, I've been, I've not been happy.
Sad times.
No.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks now. 2 weeks.
Boom,
no
boom,
boat.
Boom. That's stinky. That's like not having your car.
It's
like
worse.
Not having, it's worse than that. You would rather be walking to work?
I'd rather be walking to work than not have my boat. Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I can say yes.
I'm with you on that.
What's the current prognosis?
Actually, I just got a message from my mechanic 5 minutes ago saying that the parts came in, and so he's putting the helm back together. So I'm hoping... Fingers crossed. I'm hoping to have her back by the weekend. I cannot go another weekend. Literally cannot go another weekend.
You know, it's even worse when you work in the industry and you're going from place to place making everybody happy. You know what I mean? And you got to be around that, and then you got to get back in the truck and drive down the road again.
So you know what's really terrible, and I want to talk to you about this. I heard, and I don't know if there's any truth to it because I haven't had a boat for 2 weeks, but there is a quote-unquote massive school of redfish in Pine Island.
Mm.
Guess who can't go find them?
There's no fish on Pine Island. Don't go there. You ain't going to like it. No, actually, you're absolutely correct. If anybody says the redfish have suffered, I can take them to one spot right now, and you'd be like, yeah, they're not suffering at all. There's a pod, like, ungodly, that nobody's ever even seen over there before.
Joey?
And all the captains are piled up on one spot.
Joey, did you hear that? I need my boat back, Joey.
It's a monster. It's a good one. It's a good one. That's a true story. Yep. The guys driving the shrimp boats can't even make it to the dock without a million people stopping them saying, you got shrimp, you got crabs, you got there. They want them. Big old pods of them.
Well, that didn't help.
Sorry. Yeah. I wish I could tell you different. It sucks. It does.
I still would like to go out on the shrimp boat with you.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
All four of us?
Yeah, it'd be fun. Real fun. Be like, they're supposed to be back by now. 3-hour tour. We'll be back when we run out of beer.
I was going to say, it would be trash. Which way is Pine Island?
Where are we? What were we doing? We were doing something.
Let's go get the snook.
No, we do have to do that. In all honesty, you guys would love it.
Oh, my God.
You guys would love it. You find all kinds of stuff that you would never see otherwise.
Do you see how happy I am when I get the random starfish seahorse in here?
Yeah. What would you do if you had a seahorse about?
Those are so cool.
That big.
I had one half that size, and I took it home to my mom in Ohio.
You did?
I shared it with her, yeah.
I used to have so I had a 250-gallon saltwater aquarium, mm-hmm. and then we would pull up all the seahorses and the tube worms and the cast nets. So I'd bring them home, and I got, like, a little 20-gallon quarantine tank, mm-hmm. and I'd put them in there for a week or two and let them go and then throw them in my aquarium. They're cool as shit.
They are.
Cool. I love seahorses. They are so cool.
Yeah, they are.
What's up with a quarantine tank?
Well, I mean, anytime you bring something get out of a separate acclimated. Body of water, you know, you want to make sure that they're not sick or going to, you know. You don't want to put it in a 250-gallon reef tank and have it kill everything, you know. Okay. So you put it in quarantine for a little bit, make sure it plays well and not sick, and then dump it in the big tank.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are so cool.
They are very
nice. They just
nice.
Wrap their little tails around a branch and hang out for the day.
Yep.
They're neat.
What do they eat?
Well, they had, so I bought these little, at the aquarium store, just little blocks of algae.
Okay.
That you would mix up in some water. They were frozen. Mix it up in some water and then feed it to them through, like, a syringe. Just put it down there to them, and they would just eat it at their leisure. So
they're vegetarians?
I'm guessing so. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about them, but...
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I just put that algae stuff in there and some, you know, other vitamins and whatnot that I put in my tank and throw them in there, and they eat all that stuff. I don't know if they're exactly filter feeders or vegetarians or what they are, but I know they were living.
We need a lifeline. Say, we need a lifeline phone.
Robert.
Robert gave us a Echo Dot. So
that is awesome.
So now we can do Hey Robert and ask him questions, although I don't think...
Hey Robert?
No, I don't think Amazon will let you change that. You can say, hey Amazon, hey Alexa, or hey Echo. But I don't believe they allow you to change it to Robert.
We gotta figure out how to hack into that.
Yeah, we gotta hack the system.
Any IT guys?
I have no idea. We need to figure that one out, though.
We do.
But I left the Echo at home. It will be joining us in studio. There will be 5 of us now. What all did you have in your saltwater tank?
Oh, my goodness. It was a reef tank, so it was all coral. All coral. And that stuff's so expensive.
Cool.
And then I've always had reef aquariums. I love them. But they are extremely expensive, so that's why the quarantine tank, because you just got to be... I mean, you can have upwards of $10,000 worth of stuff in that tank, and it can go...
You got to have yourself a saltwater aquarium.
That's what it was.
I can get you all the stuff you need for that.
You know, seriously. I got a lot of my stuff. I really did. I got a lot of my stuff right out of the harbor, right out of the cast net, you know?
Yeah. They call a cowfish.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
You know what a cowfish looks like? You know, like Dory on Finding Nemo?
I had a Dory.
Yeah, just like that kind of.
And I had a couple Nemos, and I had the anemones, and I had all the polyps, and all the, it was really badass. My favorite one, though, I think, was the damn seahorses. They were just cool to me.
Yeah. Seahorses.
So I did, I thought I was going to be cheap. So I moved, and I had to break my tank down, and when you have to break them down, it's such a pain in the tail. You have to put everything in coolers and save everything, every bit of water. You can't set it up with new water. And it's real, well, I thought I was going to be smart, and I went out to Sanibel.
This is going
to
sound good.
Oh, this is terrible, terrible. So I went out to Sanibel. Something so simple as sand, right? That shit's expensive. Like, you can put $300 worth of sand into an aquarium. But it's live sand, yada, yada, yada. Well, I figured, you know what? Screw that. I'm going to... Exactly. That's exactly what I did. I went out to Sanibel with my five-gallon buckets, and I loaded up five-gallon buckets full of sand. Mm. It's live sand. Put it in the back of my truck, hauled that stuff home, put it in my aquarium. Everything died. Everything died.
Probably had some algae in there.
This was long long before that, but this was a few years back. But yeah, so I learned my lesson on that one. So they are they're picky little things, but they're a lot of fun. And the bigger aquarium you get, the easier they are to take care of. You know, the harder they are for the water to go out of, you know, chemically out of balance.
Yeah.
But once they do and they crash, you have just lost a lot of money. Unless you pull everything out of the cast net.
I just realized something. If we went out on the shrimp boat, them boys wouldn't get shit. They wouldn't get nothing done. But I'd be in so much trouble.
Are any of those boys good looking?
See, now you're putting me on the spot.
We're just asking. I mean, she's just asking. Well...
So tomorrow we're going American Red fishing. What are you doing on Friday? What are they doing on Friday?
Me? I'm going fishing. My boat is about 5 seconds from being done.
Before we change topics, I'd like to go back. I'm not sure of the statute of limitations on taking things out of the harbor, the sand and the coral and stuff.
Well, that was Sanibel.
Are you allowed to? Oh, yeah.
Not the coral.
It was sand on the beach. I didn't take any coral. I took seahorses.
Yeah, I just took the
All my coral was paid for out of a reef store. You have to buy that stuff. We don't really have much coral around here.
Okay.
No. You don't take coral from our reefs, like in the Keys and stuff. That is a no-no.
No.
Huge no-no. So, that's why I said it was expensive. Okay. It wasn't free. I wish it was.
Yeah.
No, you don't mess with that. It's expensive. Yeah, I took sand off of Sanibel Beach. And they could have that stuff back. Let me tell you, they could.
Yeah. Poison.
Right.
You owe me a new saltwater tank.
Exactly.
Sanibel.
So, did you say yes or no?
To what?
Shrimpin' Friday. You're going to be out on your boat.
Shrimpin' Friday. No, I was going fishing Friday. Fishing Friday.
Yeah,
Saturday,
so let's talk about that.
Sunday,
your boat's fixed.
Monday, it's ready to go.
Repowered.
Ready to go.
Okay, so you have a new motor.
Yeah, put a 50 horse Johnson on it.
On a, it's a 16-foot Carolina skiff, right?
It's rated for, I think, a 40 horse, so, you know, I figured a little couple more horsepower ain't gonna hurt nobody.
I need to let my boss man know that I've got to take Friday off.
Friday.
Because I'm going fishing.
Yep.
And we're going to find that massive school of redfish.
Yes, we are. I know right where it's at.
I knew I liked you.
And that's the intel I get from the guys on the boat.
I have beer. I have whatever you want.
We're there, dude. We're already there fishing.
Whatever you want.
We're going there.
Frank has been an amazing matchmaker pairing the four of us up. We did not know each other maybe a month and a half ago now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've all fallen in love.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Like my gales. Just my gales. That's what my nephew says. You got four sisters. He's like, you see my gales? Like, what? Boy, you're too young to have gales.
Right?
No, my
Put
sisters.
Them away.
My sisters. Oh, yeah, your sisters.
It is rumbling outside.
Yep.
Our weather right now sucks. Bad.
We're going fishing.
Did you see it put some water down?
I drove here and 40 miles an hour all the way here from Pine Island.
Like and that's that. So for everybody that doesn't know, that is a That's
a haul.
A haul. A long haul.
Yeah, it's about...
And it's been red and freaking purple on the radar.
Like, took me an hour and 10 minutes to get here.
Bad.
From St. James City.
We appreciate you coming out here today.
Huh?
We appreciate you coming out here today.
It's my gales.
My gales.
It definitely put some water down. The ditches were...
Yeah, oh, bad accidents everywhere, 41. Too, so y'all be careful driving out there.
I mean...
Semi-trucks, bank robberies, you know, the usual.
The norm, the Punta Gorda norm.
Welcome to Charlotte County.
I got caught up in that this morning. That bank that got robbed.
Oh, what? You were being serious?
No, I'm being dead serious.
Oh,
what bank got robbed this
morning? The OZK bank right there.
In Punta Gorda?
Yeah, where have y'all been?
We're at work. We were 36 miles out of nowhere this morning.
I was coming to Frank's delivering about 50 cops. I was like, what the heck, man? Whoa. I'm just driving wrong. I was trying to get away from them, you know, just go away. Mm. And then I got to Frank's and one of the officers was here and I said, man, did they have a sale on something down there? I mean, there's like 20 cops going down that way. He said, no, somebody robbed a bank. I was like, huh?
Oh, so they were just giving stuff away then.
Yeah, they were literally giving stuff away. That was pretty bad. I was like, dang, man. And I drove right by it. Didn't
was
even
it
know
you?
It.
Did you pick up our new yellowfin yet?
Yeah, I told you the shrimp boat goes 6 knots hammer down. That bait truck loaded down?
Yeah.
40. No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to get that sucker going fast.
You can get it going, but you ain't going to stop it.
She don't stop on a dime.
That water's got to slosh out a lot.
Oh, it does. It does.
Good thing shrimp only need an inch of water.
Yeah, it's all that dang water.
Get out the way. Here comes D.
And then when it rains like this, when you're out in it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't stay at a red light.
It was orange.
Are you able to cover the tanks?
No. They're wide open. You just got to drive fast.
So I just have to follow you and I can get my shrimp
you
for
could.
Free.
You could. I'll just give you a couple brake checks. It'll be right in your back. I'll put them right in the boat for you.
Just leave my well open.
I did that one time. Oh, I got to tell a story. So I was driving the bait truck, and I was going over the Skyway Bridge. But before I went over Skyway Bridge, I always stopped at the rest area on the foot of the bridge. And when I did, it was a four-way stop into the rest area. And a guy cut me off, and there was no way I could stop. So I just slammed the brakes on real hard. And when I did, all I saw, it looked like
a tidal wave.
It looked like a rogue wave over the windshield. And there was probably about 1,000 shrimp just laying on the ground.
Oh, no.
And it was hot out, you know? So they were like, they looked like popcorn jumping up and down. And I was like, screw it, I'm just going to keep going. I kept going and I turned around and I looked at the intersection. There was about 8 or 9 people in the intersection with trash bags. I was like, dang, yo. Don't mind me. I was died. Picking up the shrimp.
You got your shrimp.
By the time I drove, went in there, used the bathroom, came out, all 1,000 shrimp was gone. And people had gotten them.
Floridians be thirsty for some shrimp.
Nah, they were just waiting.
I ain't got no shame. That
then afterwards, I thought, I think that was a setup. Here she comes. Hurry. Wait. Go. Yeah, that was something else. It was like a rogue wave, and I'm not kidding you. Right over the windshield, and I was like,
I was just
like,
hilarious.
You know, kind of like a deer in the headlight. Look, what the heck do I do now?
I was like,
I'll just keep going.
Highway shrimp robbery.
Man, I was like, got back to the house. I was like, dang, we're a little short. Nah, we ain't short.
The 80.
That really did happen to me.
So I'm going to get in front and brake check you.
Yeah, but make sure you're in the front.
Open.
Yes.
Right.
Right,
I'll give you a little. Just come flying over the top of the truck and into my boat.
Yeah, right into your live well.
Done.
It's got to be difficult to stop on a
dime.
Hey,
Jeannie, you know what?
Weight.
I'll tell you what. If you see me going down the road, just flag me down. I'll be cool to stop.
You
don't gotta try to kill me.
Just ask.
I'll stop and give you some. No problem.
No, but I want to see this rogue wave.
Yeah,
yeah, it does great. Sound pretty cool.
I love it.
I guess it probably looked pretty cool. It sure wasn't cool.
Filled with shrimp.
Yeah, man, it was bad.
Orange rogue wave.
It was bad. It was just like I was like, yeah.
Does your brother know about that?
Yeah.
Or did he just?
He laughed
out?
At me.
He does now.
He laughed at me. I said, I turned around to go get him, but I had to fight. I would have had to fight off 8 people, and I was like, no, you can have them. You know.
Hi, Gary. Sorry about your shrimp.
Sis, we're a little short today. What? No, we ain't.
don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, no.
Yeah, they were at the foot of the Skyway Bridge.
That's great. I'd have been one of those people out there with my net dipping them up.
Yeah, I guarantee you probably were. You saw me there.
Probably. Oh, that was you. Hey, thanks for the shrimp that day. Right?
Wait a minute, I'm beginning to realize where I know you from.
I knew you looked familiar.
I'll just be jaw drop. What the hell just happened?
I was, like, I wanted to poop my pants. Like that. Like, I thought I was going to die. It's like, when you go to, and you're just like, shut your eyes, and just while you're slamming the brakes on, and you open your eyes one at a time, and you're like, wow, I'm still alive. Holy crap. And it's like, what do you do now? Just keep driving.
That's what I did. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them stories. That's awesome. Yeah. Those stories, too, are on Fishy Radio on Facebook.
I got plenty of them. I can write a dictionary with all the words and stuff.
We need cross-reference at that St. James City to English cross-reference.
What y'all? That's all one word.
Yeah.
What y'all?
Robert told me how to pick up a guy in St. James City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said, just go up to him and say, I like your tooth.
That's crazy.
It works. I've done it.
I got news for you. Do not say that. You will have more than you can handle.
Boy, I like your tooth. She sure is pretty. Yeah.
You will be in deep doo-doo if you do that.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. How come when we start talking nonsense, we lose Heather?
I don't know. So, Heather, did you forget to do something when you went fishing today?
Did I forget to do something?
Oh, so remember last week when you were promoting?
Yes, I know. No, I put it on. I really did. I did forget it here on my chest. Because my shirt was...
Did you do it every hour?
No, I only did it the once. But I didn't have the good stuff either.
And I was rocking 110. What were you rocking?
Like a 30.
Oh, girl.
But it's what I had in my bag.
So, like, tomorrow you're going to just be tan?
The kids hijacked it.
They hijacked it?
Yes. My sunscreen. The kids hijacked my sunscreen out of my fishing bag.
Mm-mm.
So I wasn't there when I went to put
That's
it
for
on.
Terms of, you know what?
I know.
Tomorrow I'll lather
Foundation.
You up.
Foundation.
Okay.
Can you do that Facebook Live?
That would actually probably be really good.
The sun will be coming up at like 7 a.m. when we're getting there.
Brown chicky, brown cow.
Is that good?
Fishy.
Don't get her started.
I love getting her started. Then all I have to do is kick back and relax and let
we
her
do
go.
We do need beer here.
Well, what are you drinking?
Some peanuts. Some Coca-Cola.
What kind of Coca-Cola?
Vanilla. Orange vanilla.
Orange vanilla.
There's beer in the cooler in the back of my truck.
Now you tell me.
Pause.
Well, I mean, I told you a month ago when I met you.
Oh, that's true. That's an everyday thing.
Jeannie,
that's an everyday
always
thing.
Always beer in the back of my cooler. Oh my goodness.
So when you break suddenly, you just have a tidal wave
of hand on the window like this and snatches one up.
Oh, that'd be a great commercial.
I do that on purpose. Yeah. That's how I get my beer. I'm driving down.
Everybody else is getting whiplash, and she's.
Tell you what, I got squid guts all
just
over
kidding,
my shirt.
Just kidding, officer. Just kidding.
Ripe.
Squid guts, eh?
Squid guts, yeah.
Is that what you used today?
Yes.
You never squid. Know what
lots
you're going to hear.
Cut lots bait. Of squid, huh?
I was lucky enough to be able to go home and shower first.
Fish scales in my hair. I don't care.
So you said you did the sabiki in? Like you went out there and did you go
not
to catch
sabiki.
Bait?
No, just the jigging.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just.
So what did you catch jigging? Did I miss it?
I caught one, I believe
yeah, the
it
new
was
star
a
rod.
Yes, the new Plasma 2 is what it's called.
I've seen those at a boat show, I think, before. Or something. I've seen them at some type of show before.
Yeah, they just continued a lot of the plasmas, and they're bringing them back.
Yeah.
You're so quiet.
Oh, so they got the new ones out now?
No, they're not out yet.
Oh, it's just a...
Yeah, this one was like a prototype, just a sample, a tester.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What was that?
Yeah.
It's a new plasma rod by Star.
Oh.
Rods. The guides go around the rod.
I've seen that.
They call it the slow...
Do we know the
slow
purpose
pitch. Slow pitch.
Slow pitch. Okay.
It was actually... The way it's explained is instead of like actually jigging the rod, you're supposed to just be able to reel it a little bit, and the tip of the rod bends over... yes. Threw me off track. Thanks, Alex. But, no, you're be able to jig without actually having to... the motion of the rod, so you're not getting tired. You just reel it a little bit, the tip goes down a jig, comes back up.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
And, yeah.
And they're just making this all for the lazy people, ain't they?
Well, apparently it's been
I
around
be able to
for a
long
time. I might get me one.
Like, this idea has been around for a long time, but it's just now kind of getting to this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So. I have seen them before, mm-hmm. and they were all prototypes. A lot of people that I know that build rods were experimenting with it.
Can we get one like that that'll walk the dog? Mm.
Can you get a fishing pole that will just fish for me and I can drink beer? Put it in a rod holder and just let it do its thing?
Maybe.
You
know?
That's the worst part about holding a fishing pole is having to set down the beer.
Yeah, I know. Especially when you get guts on you and you're like, damn. You know?
For those of you that could not see that, those motions, that was a throw the guts on the ground and then drink a beer motion.
Drink the beer
was
motion.
How that just went.
No, that was a chug. Drink the chug the beer.
Chug the beer chug. Motion.
Yeah.
So that the spiral wrapped rod, it's known as an acid rod, a spiral wrap, or a Roberts wrap. Mm-hmm. It is a conventional or casting rod whose guides start out on the top of the blank and then rotate around the rod, leaving the final guides and tip under the blank. Basically, the guide placement reduces torque, allowing you to fight larger fish on lighter tackle with less fatigue. For example, under load, conventional top guide rods have a natural tendency to twist or torque, trying to turn the tip downward. While few have ever had the rod flip over in their hand during a fight, many have felt the fatigue of a long fight with a large fish due to their death grip on the rod. Not many realize how hard they're squeezing their grip while fighting a big one. Some have even turned the rod upside down to make it easier.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. When I'm using the conventional, I find the rod turning in my hand as I'm trying to reel it.
Yeah.
For the offshore rod?
Yeah.
Well, let me see.
Well, for a conventional, it's got
because it's upside down.
They make circle hooks to where you don't even have to set the hook; you could just reel.
Mm-hmm.
And now they make a rod that jigs for you.
Yeah, I need to get one to walk the dog.
Man.
Oh, well, all I have to do
this is becoming
I can
a lazy
like
man
this,
sport.
Put it right here. Put it between my legs. I can reel with my left hand and drink my beer with my right hand.
There you go.
I don't understand what the problem is, D.
Oh, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
We still aren't sponsored
drink
by
beer.
A beer company. We are still open if you would like to. And we're not limited to beer. If you
we're not picky.
I mean, there's four of us, so.
I mean, shit, I'll drink Natty Light if I have to.
No, don't go there. Don't go that far.
We're open to a tequila sponsor, a vodka
better.
Sponsor.
They're both trash.
They'll both get the job done.
Yeah,
we can get
it'll
some
be
Mad
less
Dog
beer.
2020 if you really yeah. want to have a good time.
When I was 16, I'd have done that, but no.
I ain't never had a
Four
drink
Loko
like a Mad
wants
Dog
to sponsor
drunk.
Me.
Yeah, Four Loko. Those things, my God, dude.
That'll make the show real interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never know what you're going to hear when you listen to this.
You don't.
It goes all
that,
over the
place.
That's
part why I get quiet, because it just becomes so entertaining to listen to you know? And just watch your faces at the same time.
Heather's over there just going, what the hell is going on?
How did I get paired up with these three women?
I love it, though. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, goodness.
Earlier when we were talking about the guys on the shrimp jet boat, D, I started snorting over here. I got
you did?
That excited, yeah. You know I'm excited and into something when
you know
I start
you're excited when you start doing that. We gotta get that done.
Sound like a little hog over
maybe
here.
We'll just kick the guys off the boat. We'll give them some money and some beer. Tell them to go away.
We ain't
we'll
giving.
We're gonna
no
give
beer.
Them money and beer and tell them to strip.
Wrong. Wrong.
Okay. Bad choice of words, I guess.
Sword shrimp naked.
They can have all the cash they want. They ain't getting the beer.
Yeah. You can have the keys to my truck.
That's right. Have whatever you want.
You ain't touching
you ain't
the boat.
The beer or the boat.
Yeah. They would go for that, I think.
Probably.
Do they know
see
about
in a couple
your,
weeks.
Do they know about your battle in the snook?
Yes. They're there with me. The
oh,
time.
They're trying too.
Yeah.
Where is there again?
Yeah. We'll see. It's
sacred.
About north of it's about 100 miles north of Tampa.
Dang it. Can't blame a girl for trying. I was just trying to help.
No, it's in Matlachet, and Matlachet's not that big. When you drive through it, if you blink, you've done passed it up.
You just gotta follow that shrimp up.
Yeah, right? Just look for the crazies.
Yahoo!
What do you guys dump anything there?
The dead shrimp. The dead stuff off the boat in the morning.
Oh, so you're not dumping it as you go? You get to the dock and then you...
No, they dump it as they go.
Okay.
All the other stuff other than the shrimp.
Okay.
And then when they get to the dock, they clean the dead shrimp out. And the dead shrimp go overboard.
Oh, that's what I do at Fish and Friends.
And we got a tank on the dock. They get fed pretty good. That's why all them catfish are there. I gotta get them out of there. Dynamite. I'm telling you. Dynamite. Doing it.
Have you thought about just catching catfish after catfish after catfish?
No, I'd be there for decades.
But you would slowly uncover the monster.
I would go broke in the tackle I would lose trying to catch all them things.
You know how fast them catfish would repopulate that area, though?
No, yeah. You wouldn't be able to tell.
Mm-mm.
There's that many. And that's no joke. You saw the picture. You can walk on them. They're that thick.
Well, I know some people that fish that take the catfish home.
And eat them?
Yes, they do. They can have them. I won't tell you who.
All right, tell them to come see me. I'll tell them to get 500 of them right now.
Dude, their eyes would get so big.
Huh?
Their eyes would get so big.
$25.
$25. Okay, 10. I'll do 10.
Wait, beer money,
I'm giving
bitch.
You a deal.
$25.
Yeah, right? Dang, beer money. Maybe we'll just tell them to bring us a keg, and I'll give them 500 catfish. Keg, can you handle that?
I'm down. Will it fit on the shrimp boat?
We'll put it on the boat, yeah.
Okay. That'll be Jolene's
new... We'll put it in the bilge.
That'll be Jolene's new casting platform.
Yeah. That is awesome. That is awesome. Heck yeah, we're doing that.
I need some bow weight anyhow.
Yeah, man.
I'm down.
No, we're not drinking beer. Why you got a keg on the bow?
I don't know what you're talking about. I needed bow weight.
Decoration.
Yeah. Keep that bow down. That's all it is.
Coming home is going to be a hell of a... It's going to be empty.
Oh, hey, do you know a guy whose boat's name is Therapy?
Real Therapy?
No, just Therapy.
I think I've seen the real Therapy.
Mm-hmm, I have too.
I thought I saw Therapist today. That's what made me think of this guy with Therapy boat. But yeah. Man, he had gray hair, a long gray beard, got in his boat and started playing rap music. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so in love. And I thought maybe you'd know him.
He plays what kind of music?
Rap music.
Yeah,
I don't know nobody like that.
Gosh.
Nope, sorry, I can't help you.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll just hang out at the pier and wait for him to come back one day.
Like an older gentleman? Like
no, I
jamming out to
say
rap.
Like 40 something. Sorry if you're 20.
I was gonna say old. Don't even say it.
No.
What do
like
you mean old? God, don't even say that.
What? No, like 40-ish. Just you know.
Oh, so he's pretty young.
Early
then.
Gray.
He's pretty young. Then.
Yes, he's extremely young.
Help me out here.
Yeah. Just a young guy. Just happened to get gray hair early as
yeah.
all.
Yeah, it happens.
He's still listening to rap music.
At
he's
least
young.
He still has his hair.
We're down.
That's right. It's all good.
Therapy, huh?
Therapy, yeah. Keep an eye out for him. I believe the boat was blue.
He went out
but he was cute, and then he's like drove away like... playing some hardcore rap loud, and I was like, oh,
see,
my heart pitter-patter.
This is the thing, though. Like, it could be like, that happened to me once, believe it or not. Like,
you
I got in my car.
Away and playing some hardcore
well, I got
rap
in the car, and I left, and my kids had got a hold of the damn shit, and when I turned the car on, I was like, what in the world is this?
You were jamming out to some Tupac.
That's only because I couldn't hear anything. I was going deaf real quick.
Is Tupac still a thing? I am 40.
Back in the day, it was Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. What happened to them?
His music is still highly respected, but he is dead.
Who?
Tupac is?
Yes.
Oh.
Tupac was shot. Biggie's gone, too.
Yeah,
bless
I know
his
that.
Heart. Sorry.
East Coast, West Coast.
I don't
like
know.
Like NWA?
Yeah.
See, that's back in the day stuff.
Right.
Some, what you call it? MC Hammer?
MC Hammer.
Snoop Dogg posts the funniest stuff on Facebook. He's always posting stupid videos.
I think it's hilarious. I actually keep up with Snoop Dogg.
Chisel my
nizzle. Oh, really?
Yes, I do. I don't listen to his music, but I keep up with him. Like he did that skit with, you ever see the Trailer Park Boys?
Trailer Park Boys go around the outside? Around the outside?
Have you?
No. Maybe that was the Trailer Park Girls go around the outside. Somebody went around the outside.
Never mind.
It was in a trailer park.
It was in a trailer park.
No,
that's not what I was talking about. But
Beastie Boys.
Oh, Beastie Boys.
That was my jam right
there.
Licensed
to Ill or Chill or something?
Licensed to Ill.
Yeah,
Licensed
Brass to Monkey Ill. Was my favorite.
Fat Funky Monkey. We're not old. We're not.
That's 80s. That's some breakdancing stuff.
That was the good stuff, though.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that was the shit back
yep,
then.
Yep, good old Dr. Dre.
If last week you were twerking to that stuff.
I know.
You were getting down.
I twerking?
What?
Wait a minute. I'd throw my hip out trying to do that crap. Y'all had to call 911. Y'all would have to call 911 to come get me off the floor. Try that crap.
Dude. You done popped it out the socket.
Yeah, popped it out the socket for sure. Dislocate my whole body. Be like, that's a good move. It ain't a move.
We're
my
not
hip is
old.
Broke.
What? Ah, goodness gracious.
I was quite the break dancer back in the day.
That one of you posted.
Did you do the worm?
Heck yeah, I did the...
the what worm? Was the, it's the...
robot? The moonwalk, I had that down.
The robot?
The robot. That's my favorite. I love watching.
Oh, that was that this
that.
One?
No more.
Yes, that one.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, if only we were doing Facebook Live now, you guys would be rolling.
You what. This has everything to do with fishing, by the way.
Yes. One of you guys posted a video on our Facebook of the little boy bass fishing.
Oh, my goodness. Was
so
he not
cool.
Cutest
huge
thing ever.
Oh.
Was that awesome?
And his
what?
Accent. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Not
is he the one that took
that
you to bass school?
Yes.
Bass
yes.
Vision 101? That little youngin'. Did you watch that?
I watched that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good one.
I watched that like four. That little youngin' just melted my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
The looks that he'd give his dad when his dad's like...
You could tell his dad was back. Telling him to do something, and he's like,
Dad, no, I'm still teaching him.
Oh, and he was good, too. Like, that little... I learned a lot off of that little three-year-old. Good God. He was... That was parenting done right, right
yep,
there.
That's
that
right.
That was a great video.
Even wet the bass again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, he did. He put it back in the water and then brought it back up and schooled us some more.
Yeah.
He was pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That
he
was very awesome.
Hey, he
very
was awesome.
I'm
going
to have to do
boy.
That with Sammy one day. She would totally do that.
She'd be
yes.
cool.
She'd be awesome.
She'd go viral.
Because yeah. she has
there's
a way of
cute,
explaining things that it's like, okay... You can
step
be done
step.
Talking now.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's how
man.
I am with fishing. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Sammy and
that
I are the
really
same
cool.
person. We're just a couple years apart.
10 or so.
One day we'll have her here with us.
There
yeah, that's
go.
Awesome.
Yes. She can school us.
Heck yeah.
She could. She's learned a lot in her short little 7 years.
That's awesome to have somebody.
Well,
that
she's 7 now, but she's been fishing since she was 3.
Yeah.
So, Facebook, Fishy Radio. Check it out.
F-I-S-H.
F-I-S-H-E. Fishy Radio. Yeah, check it out. All of this nonsense, all of this really great stuff is, most of it's all on Fishy's Facebook page, so Make sure that you like the page, join the group so that you can see all the stuff, make sure that you interact, post all your fishing pictures, any questions that you might have, any suggestions that you might have, but let us see all that stuff. We love when people post
recipes,
stuff.
Man. We need recipes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's one thing, like, we go catch them. I can catch the heck out of them, but when it
you
comes to cooking them.
You can only eat fried fish so many times.
Yes. No,
you need fried design.
We
got to
get creative.
Right. Yeah.
So, I've got 60 snapper fillets that need eaten, and I'm not eating them all the same.
You know
way.
What you do with that?
Have
ceviche.
A party.
You make ceviche out of it.
Oh, okay.
Tacos.
Oh, yeah. I have
fish tacos.
My aunt and uncle's
fish
lemon
tacos.
Tree just got
go.
Ripe. Man, I was eating lemons like they're oranges. They're delicious.
There you go.
Okay, don't forget to check us out. Fishy Radio, Facebook.
Like us, join the group.
Comment. Join the group. Comment, post your pictures, post
watch
your
our
photos.
Adventures.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Fishy Radio.
No,
I'm Alex.
I can't even
we have Heather.
Look.
Bye, girls.
I found
see?
A girl who
see y'all.
Loves
and Jeannie.
Tight lines.
Saying goodnight and goodbye. Good day. Thanks. Bye.
Can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. Yeah, I know she loves to fish. Oh, because I do too, baby.
Pressure.